This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As I mentioned earlier, it's Child Protection Week, and a new study has found that the well-being of Australia's children and young people has declined significantly in the past 10 years. According to the study's author, Professor Patrick Parkinson, the decline in marriage is partly to blame for this. Professor Parkinson is a professor of law at the University of Sydney, an expert in family law and child protection, and has also chaired the federal government's Family Law Council. The report is called For Kids' Sake, and it's just been launched in Canberra, literally just now. Professor Parkinson, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Trina.
Now, has there been a decline in the well-being of young people in the last 10 to 15 years, and what kind of evidence do you have for that?
There really has. It's quite startling, and the report is just full of stats that people will be very surprised at. For example, the numbers of reports of abuse and neglect across the country have increased by about 250% in the last 10 years, and that's in every state and territory in Australia. Even somewhere like Canberra, it's gone up dramatically. The differences in different states, but it's the same pattern across the country. The numbers of kids in out-of-home care. These are kids who we cannot return to their families anymore. That's doubled in 10 years. The numbers of girls who are self-harming has increased quite dramatically. For 15 to 17-year-old girls, it's gone up 90% again in 10 years. These are really worrying trends. If we had seen a 10% increase, we would have been concerned.
But these are massive. I mean, we're talking about tripling and doubling and 66%. 90% increases, yeah, it really is quite startling, isn't it? What do you think is behind this?
Well, what I say in the report is there's no one explanation. Of course, there's often multiple factors going on, but the big demographic change in the last 20 or 30 years in most Western countries is the instability of family life. I'm not talking about just divorce. I'm talking about cohabiting relationships breaking up, the numbers of kids born into families where there's no dad present. That's almost doubled in a generation. Almost doubled the numbers of kids who had experienced their parents living apart by the age of 15. And we know from mountains of research that although many kids bounce back well after separation, for some kids it's better than being together in a high-conflict family. The reality is that one in five kids really do badly after separation, and it does expose kids to a greater risk of abuse as well.
Okay, so it really has been quite sharp and dramatic and quick social change by the sounds of things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've said in the report, look, we're worried about climate change, and rightly so, but we've got to look at the social environment in which our children and young people are growing up as well.
Yeah, well, the report says that the most stable, safe and nurturing environment for children is when their parents are and remain married to each other. Now, you have said that there's exceptions to that if it's a high conflict family. But
of course.
But what evidence is there that children do better in this kind of environment?
Almost every study anywhere in the world has shown that cohabiting relationships with children break up at least four times the rates marriages do.
Four times?
Yeah, there's something about the promise and the commitment that you make when you say publicly, I'm committed to this person for life, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness or in health. There's something very important about that in terms of establishing a commitment
and security.
You know, and security. And the evidence is overwhelming that marriages, although we're concerned about them breaking up too, are just much more stable than living together with kids.
Do you think that Australian governments have maybe failed a little bit here to deliver policies that encourage and support, you know, marriage and family and children?
I absolutely do. I think we've taken the view that marriage structure doesn't matter. And of course we should support all families. We should support all kids, whatever their situation is. There are plenty of families who need help and support and haven't chosen the pathway that they've gone on. So we should support all families, but we need to find ways not only to strengthen all families, but to encourage marriage, to encourage commitment, and to recognise that a happily married couple provide the best environment for kids.
Exactly. But marriage can be very, very tough, and many committed couples have found that even with their best efforts, you know, they just can't make it work. How could government policies help families to stay together? You know, what does your report recommend in that sense?
Well, it recommends a whole range of things. First of all, a massive increase in couple relationship education programs and parent-child relationship programs. So take for example, the antenatal classes. You know, before people have their first child, they usually go to classes and learn all about labor and those things. Let's focus on what it means to be a parent. And the couple relationship can be talked about there, how important it is to stay together as a couple and work through conflict as a couple. We need to be talking about domestic violence. Honestly, openly. And then when kids hit primary school, there are different challenges. Kids hit second, secondary school, high school, there's different challenges. So we need to have couple education programs. But we also need to have family support programs, which are there in every community to help parents who are going through tough times.
Mm. Does doing courses and getting counselling, that sort of thing, actually help families stay together?
Absolutely. The evidence is that the investment is really well worthwhile.
Okay.
Obviously, it doesn't help some parents, and for some people, it may be that there's no alternative but to split up. But at least people need to understand what the options are, understand that ending the relationship may not end conflict, it may increase conflict.
Yeah, I know that you have to go to another interview, so I just don't want to take too much of your time, but I just wanted to ask you what sort of reception you've received to this report today so far.
Well, it's been a very, very strong and positive reception. People are saying, we need to talk about this. These may be hard truths. This is another inconvenient truth. Mm-hmm. Unless we face it, the next generation of children and young people will suffer far more greatly than otherwise would be the case.
Mm. Well, thank you for helping to, I guess, kickstart this conversation today, because I think you're right, it is something we need to talk about, even though it is awkward, it is inconvenient, but, yeah, it's so important. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Karina.
That's Professor Patrick Parkinson. He's from Sydney Law School at the University of Sydney. His report is called For Kids' Sake, Repairing the Social Environment for Australian Children and Young People.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.